Go ahead.
But the it's a coalition of Arab American business people and consumers who are concerned. You know, the choice of the price of gasoline is not equitably shared. You know.
Well, you've said in the past that America's wasting the natural resources of the Middle East.
Oh yes, yes.
But this goes a step further. You're asking that the Arab people, foreign residents of Arab descent here in the United States, not have to pay the same price for a gallon of gasoline.
Yes, sir.
Why?
The program, is tied to overarching political philosophy. That the Arab people living here in the United States should not have to pay the same because this is a commodity, which has been refined from resource from, our homeland. And,
because it comes from your country?
Yeah, sure, yeah. And particularly because since it was Arab engineering, there are a lot of people are not familiar that the Arab engineering was the first engineering to show the American engineer and the English engineer how to locate these reserves, this oil reserve,
All right, and you're targeting the 4th of July weekend, which is a very significant weekend for this country.
Yeah, no, but we don't want to offend the American people on this holiday. We simply...
All right, but you have a flyer you're passing out?
Yes, We don't want to, offend, but we're simply going to pass out these flyers in various locales, alerting the American people to what we call this oil scam.
All right, I've got a copy of it here, the Big Oil Scam 2005, and can I just go ahead and read from this?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm going to read Oil Scam 2005. The Arab and Arab American people are forced to pay the same price for gasoline as everyone else, even though it is from their homelands. That the oil refined to make this gasoline is drawn from. On this 4th of July weekend, we ask the American people to look at the excess in their lives, which makes affording the fuel for their cars much more difficult. And then there's big large block letters here, do you supersize? And that's a reference to what?
Yes, this is a humorous reference to the propensity, American people, in terms of the consumer excess, that the lot of... Americans engage in, and then they are complaining, about the price of gasoline in this country,
And right, so when you say, do you supersize?
Making a comment, about the tendency of the American people to, spend most of their money, and go to Burger King or something like this, and when in point of fact they can save their money and afford the gasoline.
Well, why not tell the Arab American people to do that? The Arab people to do that.
But it's not necessary.
Well, why not? Because it's your oil?
Well, yes, it's not necessary. But it is our oil. It comes from our part of the world, our homeland. And so, what we want to do is simply say that we should not have to pay the same amount.
All right, you're proposing that you pay up to 20 to 30% less for a gallon of gasoline, that vouchers be given to resident immigrants, legally resident Arab immigrants.
Yes, sir.
And that these vouchers are presented at any gasoline station, any service station. Yeah, and what do you think the likelihood of this is to pass?
Probably not very high, but it is the beginning of a campaign to try and focus attention where I think it should be, Mr. Andrew, which is that the American people are using a natural resource that is costing them a lot of money, but they are complaining of the money the gasoline costs, but they, spend their money on fast food, and at the same time, those of us who come from these homelands where the oil was discovered, and in many cases, many of our members of our families helped the American or the English engineers find this oil, are being penalized to pay the same price.
So that's a twofold thing. Arabs don't want to pay the same amount for a gallon of gasoline, and they want Americans to realize that if they stopped excessive consumer spending, they could afford.
Yes, and we use Do You Supersize as the platform, would you say, as a campaign issue, as a campaign slogan.
Okay. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Mr. Raj Fanin. He's an Egyptian businessman, part of a council. It's kind of a consortium of Arab and Arab-American business people and consumers who are interested in controlling the price of gasoline for resident Arabs. And
yes, it's two things that I think should be said here, Phil, for your listeners to understand what I'm trying to say. First of all, there has been a great amount in the media of complaining about this price of gasoline. And most of this complaining has come in the particular form of Arab xenophobia, you know.
Arab bashing.
Yes, sir, Arab bashing, yes. And most of these can be avoided by the American people if they look at their life, you know, and say, you know, I think I can skip a day without a Whopper, you know, I think I can skip a day without a McBurger meal or something like this, you know. This is what we call humor, you know.
Okay, so because what I'm getting from you, this is humorous for you, right?
Oh yes, yeah, it's humorous. But you see these bastards going in to Burger King, you know. You see these bastards going to Taco Bell, you know. Hey, I want to supersize. The very same bastard the next day says on the TV or to the TV, you know, to the newsman. The next day, this bastard says, "And I don't want to pay all this oil, you know, for oil." And yet these bastards will complain about the oil, but then they go and they eat their Burger King. You know.
All right. Now let me tell you one thing, Raj. If I could, it's just a matter of form, if you will, in culture. The word bastard is generally considered a pretty hard word.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry, but no.
It's considered. I know that you mean it in just a.
No, I don't mean to say that they are, in fact, a bastard. No, I don't mean that. You know?
You're right. You're not. I know that you're not saying that they're illegitimate children, but it is considered a very hard word, a very insulting word.
No, I don't mean it that way. No, please forgive me. I don't mean it that way. I'm just, when I use the word bastard, what I'm saying is this guy, you know? This guy.
Well, it's preferable probably to use the word guy. But let's get.
Forgive me. You know, I tell you. Mr. Kennedy, I've been in this country 2 years, and I try to master American idiom, you know, and different facets of this language, especially the colloquial American language. You know, it's difficult, you know. So forgive me, please.
All right, no problem. But again, on the 4th of July weekend, you will be mounting this Air Oil Scam 2005. What do you call oil scam? Are you being ripped off? Are you?
Well, I don't think it's fair to charge me the same amount for a gallon of gasoline because of my Arab heritage, number one. And number two, I don't think it's fair for you to blame me or to blame any of my people for the price of gasoline or for the price of oil when you are spending most of your time, you know, at these luxuries, you know, this fast food luxury, you know. And so
in some way, you're saying the American people are a little bit hypocritical because on the one hand, they're complaining about the price of gas.
The one hand, they complain about the price of gas. The other hand, you know, they're standing there. Yes, you know, I want to get a, what did you say? It's the one that got to eat now.
Carl's Jr.
You know, I want to get a bacon western cheeseburger, you know. See, to me, this is hypocrisy. And before you begin to say, well, look, you know, the Arab, you know, they're charging too much for oil. Maybe you should not, you know, maybe you should take the hamburger out of your mouth, you know. I'm saying that.
Okay, I understand you. 1-800-449-8686. And the guy said he doesn't want to cause a problem on the 4th of July weekend, but the fact is, anyway, a group of Arab and Arab-American businessmen, they don't want to have to, they don't believe that Arab residents should have to pay the same amount for a gallon of gasoline because the oil originally comes from their homeland. More to the point, they're pointing out to Americans that in complaining about the price of gasoline, we overlook the fact that we do an awful lot of unnecessary consumer spending. And that's why the big block letters here on this handbill I got, Bud, says, "Do you supersize?" Meaning maybe if you didn't supersize, you could afford a gallon of gasoline. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. And maybe if we didn't spend so much on burgers, we'd be able to afford the gasoline. I don't know. Subsidizing Arab businessmen, that's something else. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. What do you do here, by the way?
Engineer. I work for a two firm, actually, working right now for Aerodyne and working also for Denon, which is in the San Gabriel Valley, working on a cooling system for aircraft.
Okay, and you've been doing this since you came here?
Yes, that's true.
All right, and you are saying that you don't, as an Arab national, want to spend the same amount of money for gasoline. You also are a little tired of hearing Americans complain about the price of gasoline. Why don't they cut out their excess consumer spending? And you use as an example this Do You Supersize?
Yes, because the American people spend more time. And the other thing, you know how much gasoline they waste? You're just sitting in line at this drive-thru, you know? This is unbelievable to me. For people to say, I don't like the price of gas, I can't afford the price of gas, and they sit in the drive-thru wasting gasoline. These bastards will sit there for 10 minutes, you know, with this bastard waiting for his burger, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Joyce. Joyce, you're on with Mr. Finneen. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I can sympathize with his concerns about paying the, 20% discount
yes.
off of the gasoline.
Yes, thank you.
But I have to say, you're living under the flag of the United States of America, and when you're living in this country, under soldiers that have fought for freedom in this country, that perhaps maybe you should pay an additional tariff of 20% for living in this nation since you're a foreigner.
Well, but that might make sense.
20% discount you're going to take on the gasoline.
That might make sense, but you are using the gasoline that belongs to us, you see. So it's a wash, in a way, you know.
Exactly, my point.
But
you overseas are soldiers.
However,
our soldiers have fought in the Middle East and died for freedom all around this world and in the Middle East, including your nation. And
in Egypt? They have no U.S. Yeah. soldiers have ever fought in Egypt.
Well, they have fought for that area.
Not for
bring
Egypt.
Freedom,
Egypt
bring freedom to that whole area, and you know I'm right about it.
No, I don't know you're right about it. They did not bring freedom to. Who have they brought freedom to?
Well, I think the lady may be referring to Iraq.
Well, Iraq?
No, not just Iraq. But
well, what the name of that?
We've had soldiers
let me ask you something,
fighting in the Middle East.
Do you super
provide freedom to that whole region?
Can I ask you a question, dear? Just one question. Do you go to the fast food, the super sites?
Whether or not how we spend our money over here really isn't any of your business.
No. I know, but I think it's a point to make. If you say I don't like the price of gasoline,
talking about the American people,
aren't you supersizing?
Your really big concern about is that you want a 20% discount on the gasoline you purchase here.
Well, yes.
If you want your 20% discount, go home.
Well, first of all, I have to listen to you, and that alone should give me discount. You know, but and seriously, listening to you, you know, but seriously. If you spend most of your time in a drive-thru, I'm waiting to get my Carl's Jr.
The truth is, I hardly ever go through a drive-thru. The truth is, I'm very conservative about how I spend my gasoline.
I see a lot of these bastards.
It really burns me up to hear you talk about you ought to get a 20% discount, but you know what? You're living
we
in
should,
this
we
country,
should, because
and we all have to pay
first
taxes
of all,
in this
it
country.
Was an Arab that showed the Americans where the oil was in the first place. You know, they wouldn't even know. And so we helped the American and English engineers get this out of the ground.
Well, you know what?
And the other thing is, we come over to this country, and these bastards are in line getting their burger or whatever they get, you know.
See, the word bastard is a little harsh.
That's the kind of profanity they're using on the air.
I don't know
that the FCC would go along with it.
No. I don't mean. I just say, have you seen these bastards?
Please don't use that word, though.
All right, but you see them supersize? Huh? Joyce?
You know what?
You see them supersize?
What people purchase is really their own business.
No, but I just want to know.
It bothers me to hear you say,
don't you supersize it?
You should get
okay,
a discount than the rest of us.
The lady said she doesn't supersize because she doesn't buy fast food.
I think she supersized.
Okay, so what is that? Are you mocking us?
I think it's funny, yes. I think it's very funny. I came to America, as mentioned, supersized. I said, what is that? He said, this is what Americans do.
Not all Americans.
I said, are you kidding? He goes, no, they supersize. So it's a joke, you know, among immigrants.
So you guys laugh at Americans not being super...
Well, I got to tell you, you'll be shooting those flyers around on the 4th of July to American people, and you are going to really be asking for...
No, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up to these bastards and go, hey, you super size? You know, it's going to be fun.
All right, look at... Joyce, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Raj Faneen from Consortium of Arab American and Arab Business People. You don't expect to have an opportunity for this bill to go through, to actually get a 20% discount, do you?
No, I don't. But what we want to do more than anything else is make people aware that the Arab who pays the same amount for gasoline is being basically cheated. And also, you know, for you to complain about the price of gasoline when you can't shove a bucket of fries into your face fast enough, and to get the bigger bucket of fry, super bucket of chicken, eight piece, 12 piece with two sides, all this. And then, I don't want to pay for gasoline. It's crazy.
All right. Karen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Karen?
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Go ahead.
You know, I have to listen to this. You know what I do? I'm a volunteer EMT in Northern Maine. Okay, I live in a primarily elderly community.
Let me ask
community.
You, do you supersize?
We don't even have we don't have fast food in our area.
Let the lady talk here first.
We don't supersize because we don't even have that kind of food up here. Okay, and even if we did, I don't eat it.
But no, you must have McDonald's. McDonald's every place.
No, they're not. The nearest McDonald's is 45 miles from my house in either direction. There is no McDonald's in my area.
45? What did you say? What did she say?
45.
No, she
45
did
miles.
Say that. I'm sorry. How far, ma'am?
45 miles.
45?
45. She's got a New England accent.
Oh.
Yes, I'm from Boston, but I live in Northern Maine.
Well, look, you know as well as I do that people will drive from where you live to get supersized. They'll go 40 miles. They'll go... And that's
they
the
can
other
do
thing.
What they want.
Yes, but
I don't feel that you should get a discount, just like I don't get a discount. I get paid $1.72 an hour to save people's lives. I am certainly not getting a discount on my fuel, go anyway to work every day for $1.72 an hour to save people's lives. I am not requesting any specific benefits for it.
But you could afford that dollars. You could afford. Do they pay for your gasoline?
For $1.72, I get paid less an hour than I pay for a gallon of gas.
All right, so they don't pay for a gas. So what you need to do is not to eat, you know, that slop that you eat, you know.
And
the lady, she doesn't eat. She doesn't say she eats at the place.
What do you eat?
I eat salad. I eat healthy food.
Well,
eat chicken.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like Popeye's fried chicken, this kind of thing.
No. I eat boneless breast of chicken cooked on the grill.
Yeah, you get
not
that.
Not in a restaurant. I cook my own food.
Okay, so don't you go to Popeyes?
No, I don't.
What do you think of people that go there?
It's none of my business, and it's not your business.
Wait a minute. If they're driving 40 miles to get an 8-piece bucket, and it's burning up the gasoline and causing the price to go up.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that we're all supposed to get upset with a guy that's driving from Northern Maine down to Boston to get an 8-piece bucket because it's driving up the price of gas?
I'm saying that that's the kind of wasteful behavior this lady should... If you are called to save someone's life who does that kind of thing, Karen, if I were you, I'd take my time.
They don't eat that stuff up here.
Yeah, but if someone is, like, dying in the middle of the road and you're driving and you should ask, this guy go to Popeye's, you know?
He's actually a resident here in the United States. Fadine, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry I lost you. The idea of getting a discount because you're Arab for gasoline, because the oil comes from your... You don't think you're going to get...
Well, I don't know, you know, but the more I talk to people here, say, you don't deserve this, you know, you don't deserve this, you don't deserve this. Well, where do these people get off telling me what I deserve, what I don't deserve, in that the oil comes from my country, you know? And they say, I don't deserve, you know, and we pay for the oil. Look, you know... Every time I see a bastard go into Burger King, every time...
See, again, you're using the bastard word.
Forgive me, but...
And you keep going with Burger King and Carl's Jr. It's almost as if you're doing a commercial, you know.
America is one big commercial for Burger King, for this McDonald's, for Carl's Jr., for Supersize My Bucket, you know, this, that, you know, Taco Bell, you know. And yet they say, well, I can't afford the gasoline, the price of gasoline. And
well, you heard people say it's none of their business. And
well, I think it's my business if someone's going to tell me that my country charges too much for oil and yet the bastard stands there to get a bucket. The bastard is there to get a spicy chicken fillet. Why does this bastard get to get a spicy chicken fillet and then bitch about the price of gas? Jesus!
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought I'd ask, you're from Egypt, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I'm from Alexandria, Egypt, yes.
Oh, okay. I know that after September 11th, a lot of people from the Arab nations, anybody with Middle Eastern heritage, they had asked us not to stereotype their country as terrorists. I know that, you know, Egypt, you know, didn't have much to do with it, but I don't think it's right for you to stereotype my country as a bunch of overspending fast food eaters. We're not all like that.
Well, ma'am, it's you. On the one hand, you're talking about calling a nation full of people murderers, you know. On the other hand, I'm simply saying that if you didn't, you know, eat all this fast food, you could afford the gasoline. I'm giving you advice.
What I'm saying is I don't eat fast food. I'm a 19-year-old college student. My budget is very tight. I don't eat a lot of fast food.
Well, you used to be a teenage... You were a teenage girl at one time. I know you ate fries. Every teenage American girl eats fries. Am I right?
No, I do not. I'm a smart shopper.
Please.
All right, go ahead, Jamie.
Well, I don't think you should call me a liar. You know nothing about me.
Well, but, you know, I'm not calling you a liar, but you...
Well, yes, you are when you're saying that I'm saying something that is untrue.
But see, you're talking to Arab men, so you probably think you can lie to me. But
no, I'm
not
lying to you at all. There would be no purpose.
Can we just go ahead and take the lady's word at the fact that she doesn't?
No, I know. But when she was a teenage girl, every teenage girl in America loves to get bucket a super-sized fry.
Well, whether I love it or not, I can't afford it. I pay the one of two things that comes out of my paycheck: gas, food, and rent. I shop at the cheapest grocery store that I can.
Do you lend
and
your?
I do my best to keep on my budget.
You know something, Jamie? You know something else American girls do? They lend money always to their boyfriends. You know?
I don't have a boyfriend. No, I am single. I just moved out of my parents' house, so I am on my own.
Well, don't lend any money to your boyfriend. The American men are always mooching off their women, you know.
And you know that now you're an American man?
That's another stereotype, man. You know
what is?
To say that American men are always mooching off their women.
No, they are. Young American men, not the older, but young. And a young woman like this who works very hard, she's going to be professional, she's going to be successful with her life. I'm saying to her, don't let what these American men do mooch off of you. And you know what I mean, Jamie?
I appreciate your advice, but that's not the issue. What I'm discussing is I don't think that it's fair for you to judge our country, especially when you ask us not to judge yours. And I believe that every man is each to his own. How they spend their money is their business. If they can't afford to pay for gas, that's fine. You know, I have a friend who's a French foreign exchange student. She is from France. Her name is Franny.
Is she a man or is she... You said she was a man.
It is a woman. Her name is
Well, okay. You said she was a man.
She likes drinking French wine. But she is an American resident. Does that mean she shouldn't have to pay as much for French wine?
Well,
even though she's having to buy it from here?
Well, here's the thing. It's an insult to you as an American that this French woman comes to this country where you have the best wine in the world and she prefers to drink that pee water.
Would you please watch your language, sir?
Forgive me, I'm sorry. But French wine is like urine compared to American wine. You should say to her...
Well, it depends on what your tastes are.
No, ma'am, I know wine, believe me. You should say to her, how dare you come to my country and drink that frog pee when you can drink...
But you know what? That is what she likes. And she came to this country
under the circumstances
that she needed to come under, and she's willing to do what she needs to be an American citizen. That comes with everything, freedom of speech and gas prices. That's what comes with living under the American flag.
When you live under...
And if you don't like it, maybe you should go back home
when
and
you live
in your own nation.
You live under an American flag, Jamie. You are going to have young men wanting to move in and have you go out and take a waitress job while he lays in bed all morning and then finally gets up and says, hey, isn't there any orange juice? These are American men.
I have enough self-respect for myself. on a personal level that I wouldn't do that. And again, you are stereotyping, and that is not appreciated.
But are you a large girl? Forgive me for asking, but
now the questions are getting personal, okay?
No, but I'm saying.
It's okay. I don't mind. I'm just going to make a point. I don't mind.
The point is, if a young man wants to make you feel as if you're the queen, you know, he will love you. Say that he loves you, and you might take him into your life, and only he will use you so he can sit on his fat butt, like every American man does, and mooch and siphon off of the women.
Again, what's with the stereotyping?
Oh, my God, man, yeah.
Again, I don't understand. My parents have been married for 40 years. Their money is each other's money. They both work hard.
But
You know nothing about my family.
But when your father and mother got married, he probably mooched off your mother.
No, he did not.
Are you sure?
Yes, how do you know?
They've been married for 40 years.
Why would you say he mooches off of her?
Because this is something that most American men do.
They
suck off of their women. I beg your pardon?
How long have you lived in the United States?
6 months.
6 months?
Six months.
When you live here a little longer, let me know. And if you start studying an American couple, then I think you would have a valid point if you started studying every American couple in the country.
I'm just saying to you, Jamie, you sound like a wonderful girl. I hope you have much success in your life. I hope you never get taken advantage of an American man who's going to mooch off of you like a bum.
All right, Jamie. I wish the best for you, too.
Thanks. Sorry, Phil.
That's
I tried.
Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. That's another stereotype, in other words. What, are we going to save money on gasoline?
You know, let me tell you something. Most American men could afford the gasoline. They could afford everything if they didn't sit around like they do and basically live off of their girlfriend while she's out as a waitress and he sits there and does nothing. But the American women take it, so what can I tell you?
All right, let me go over to Art. Art, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, this guy, whatever his name is, I think he's wasting his time. I just think he's wasting his time. I think he has no right of coming into a show or calling into a show or doing any of this stupid stuff.
Wait a minute.
They always think that they are the smartest people that they are.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what kind of business he is.
Are you Arab man? Are you Arab man?
I think he should just back out of whatever he's doing because he lives in this country. This country is for freedom.
I'm an engineer.
I don't give a crack about what you do.
Well, you ask me what I do.
You need to abide by these laws of this country, which you came in here for freedom. Everybody has the freedom to do whatever they want.
But wait a minute.
I respect whatever you want to do, but I think you shouldn't stereotype the American people.
Okay, I want to ask you something.
I think you don't ask me anything.
You know that American men like to mooch off their girlfriends, right?
No, I know Arab people like to mooch up everybody else as well.
Arab people mooch?
Arab people.
Oh,
I've been around you.
Wow.
Don't tell me something I already know. I know you guys are the most hypocritical people there is in this world.
You are an Arab man and you speak like this.
I'm not Arab man.
You're not Arab man?
I am not an Arab man.
Where are you from, sir?
I am an Hispanic guy.
Listen to me. American men sit around and drink the orange juice from the icebox and wait for their girlfriend to come home from Denny's as the waitress to say, hey, let's go bowling. Bastards is what they are, you know. And
hey, excuse me, but I happen to be an American.
If you're calling bastards somebody, maybe somebody will call you a camel jockey.
Hey,
how would you like that?
Hey, all right, hold on for a minute, and you too, Raj. 1-800-449-8686.
The song, that, you know, it's for what we do is we sing the song because it's a way of making a humor of it, you know. Because we're trying to get the point. You know, Americans eat this fast food, but yeah, they complain about the price.
Well, the song goes how?
The song goes, I saw an American late last night eating a Big Mac. He was a fright, oh yeah, uh-huh, you know. And my son sings it with me, you know. It's like an American rock and roll song, you know.
Saw an American late last night eating a Big Mac. He was a fright?
Yeah, you know, it's another one. I saw an American, a tasty freeze. He had a couple of hot dogs, two more if you please, oh yeah, you know, that kind of thing. And what it's doing is it's pointing up...
Well, what it's doing is what a lot of people have said, you're mocking Americans. Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse me, I'm mocking Americans. You know, Americans love to make fun of everybody, so we make fun of you, so what? You know, what is, you know, you got some thin skin going on there, you know. What I want to say is this, you know, this... Hey, do you supersize? I can't believe the number of Americans get all PO'd about that, you know.
PO'd. I like to. All right.
Yeah, it's when I learned, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vicky, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Raj Fineen. Vicky?
Yes?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. You know, the gentleman who's on there now, it sounds like he really wants, he's making jokes, but he's very serious. He has some great animosity against us, against the American way of life.
No, ma'am. I'm simply
saying that in America, we do let people speak when they have something to say.
But you don't.
You know what?
In my country, we let the man finish.
You have no idea. You have no idea about American life. Not even.
I don't?
6 months. No. And you know what?
You tell me you don't supersize. Tell me you don't supersize.
Sir, stop at the supersize.
No, you do, don't you?
I would make you an offer to come live in my home for 1 year. I'm a 54-year-old woman married. I have two grown children. You could come see what American life is really like. It's nothing to do with supersize or French fries
or
fast food.
Do you know why I would not do that?
I really object to you calling American men bastards.
But, ma'am, the reason why I would not move into your home...
That is insulting the women of America. What you're saying is that
these
men have no fathers.
You let these bastards move in and mooch off of you. Don't you?
All right, there you go again with that word.
No, excuse me. I have never... My husband, who I've been married to for almost 30 years, has never mooched off me.
Well, I'm talking about the young man.
He has cherished me and loved me and taken care of me.
Let me tell you, these young women that I spoke to just moments ago.
Yes, I was listening.
The boyfriends who take advantage of these girls.
No,
and
you know
they,
what? You know
sexually,
nothing about American
they
men.
They sexually take advantage of them. You know.
Now, you would like to think
and,
you know something about American men.
Well,
but you
I do.
Really
I've worked in this country and made a lot of money here, and I've seen you people complain about gasoline at the same time sit in line.
Why are you here?
Because I was hired by an American company as an engineer.
For why? To make money.
Why? Because they needed my expertise. They needed my expertise.
Oh, there's no one here can do it.
Well, why don't you call them up and tell them? I guess you know the hiring practices of the engineering business better. Vicky, you have hostility because the points that I am making are very valid.
You know what, sir?
Including the fact that Americans are addicted to these kind of... The Americans addicted to the fast food. You can't argue against this, you know? And so you have the hostility. That's why you're laughing, to mask it.
I'm laughing because it's
nervous laughter.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying.
Well, you're not saying anything.
All right. Okay, God, both of you are driving me nuts. All right, we break it again? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hemp, what?
Listen, you bastard, you don't hang up.
Don't call me a bastard. Phil Hendry Show.
This song goes like this. Saw an American at Burger King eating a Whopper and a bucket of wings, oh yeah. You know, and that's what, you know, in order to impress on people, you know.
All right, let me take a phone call because I know you have the rest of the song. Debbie?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I would just like to state to the man that I won't dignify him with calling him a gentleman. There are people of all nations and all races that will take advantage of men or women for that matter. But just because they're American doesn't mean that they are automatically going to make a woman pour orange juice. Any woman that has any self-respect knows if she can take care of herself and she won't put up with any of that sort of thing. And the women over there, obviously, are used to having people around that boss them around, tell them what to do. They don't have the ideas and the ways and means that the people here in America have.
Let me ask you, what do you think of this? Saw an American fat and wheezy eating a quarter pound with cheesy, oh yeah. What do you think of that?
You're a joke.
Oh, man.
I mean,
did you hear anything the lady just said?
Yes, I was listening to her.
I think it's a joke.
Now listen to this.
I don't supersize.
I like this one.
There are fat Egyptians.
We don't supersize. Here, listen. The Americans try to make the scene.
All I know, but you're
hanging
ignorant.
At
That's
the Dairy Queen. Oh yeah.